Good afternoon, sports fans. I'm Alex Schlupka, here with my buddy Pat from the Sports Geeks. And this is our NFL podcast we do weekly. Say hi, Pat.
How's it going, everybody?
So we got a couple of stories we want to talk about or issues before we get started going through this week's games. One thing Pat wanted to mention was running up the score. The Patriots kind of beat down the Titans this week to the tune of, 57? 59 to nothing.
Yeah, I don't know if they were a little frightened that there would be a late fourth quarter comeback and they'd put up 40 points on them or something. But
so, I mean, what do you think about that? Is it unsportsmanship or?
You know, at this level, it might be considered kind of a dick move, I guess, but I don't think it's unsportsmanlike. High school and college, yeah, those aren't kids getting played to pay paid to play the game, but at this level, everybody's getting paid. It's basically Belichick and them going out there and saying, you can't stop us, and I'm going to prove it. From a stats perspective, I can see how that kind of pads the stats.
They could have scored 100 if they wanted to.
Right. So there's that argument, too. People say, well, they're getting more stats against bad teams, but that's not to say other teams don't do that. You know, not in that fashion, maybe, but I think one way or another, sometimes teams do pad some stats, get some extra rushing yards. But my feeling is, you know, if you can't stop it, then why should they stop? So
I mean, and they did take him out. I mean, they took Brady out after that, the first drive of the second half, which was already like 52 to nothing at that point.
Right. You know, and if there was a, you know, 10-run rule or something like that in the NFL, they'd reach that. But I guess I'm not a Patriot fan really myself. But
the only thing that bothered me about it is because I was against Tom Brady in two fantasy leagues, and he destroyed me every time. It just kept happening over and over. Like, it was like a bad dream.
Yeah,
every
you're
time
not going
to go out there, touchdown pass to Moss.
I was against Moss, so those three touchdowns. But in spite of that, I still, you know what? Unless you can stop him, I guess I can't.
Yeah, I'm not. It doesn't bother me from a sportsmanship perspective, really. Fantasy, it just irritated me that had to be against Brady, like an all-time week.
Oh, yeah. Well, and like I said, at this level, I don't like it when I see it done in high school because that's demoralizing. That's just, you know, a bunch of kids.
I don't know about where you live, but where we live, if they get up like two or three touchdowns, the clock runs like all the way, like even if they run out of bounds or something.
Yeah, they've kind of started those rules. We've had more problems with it in high school basketball. There's some teams that just dominating, I'm talking winning by 80, 90 points, just ridiculous, and teams kind of not letting up coaches, but they catch a lot of flack for that, so, but not as much in football because they do that rule too where they let that clock just go, so.
All right, another big thing was just today, Arnold Schwarzenegger signed a piece of legislation or whatever to build a 75,000 seat stadium outside of LA. For a possible NFL team to relocate to.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
So, and what do we got? We got seven teams that are targeted by that, the owners of the, or that potential investment group, which would be the Buffalo Bills, Minnesota Vikings, Jacksonville Jaguars, Oakland Raiders, San Diego Chargers, St. Louis Rams, and San Fran 49ers. Where should we start? Who do you think's most likely, least likely?
Least likely. Okay. 49ers, I don't think. I think they have a lot of fans, don't they?
I think so.
Oakland, I don't see Al Davis moving Oakland.
No.
And they have fans too, I mean, even though they're terrible. San Diego, I don't know why. Why would they do that? It's like an hour away.
And they fill their stadium. They got good teams. Really, I kind of agree. I think just being from Minnesota, there's been talk in the past about them moving, and they might be ticked that the Twins and the Gophers got a stadium, but why would you move a team that's having success in ticket sales?
Yeah, they're doing good right now, so I don't. You would think that it would be a bad team that would move.
Yeah, so what does that narrow us down to? Yeah. St. Louis and Jacksonville?
And Buffalo. Do you think Buffalo?
Well, I said St. Louis and Jacksonville. I don't know if Buffalo's going to go anywhere.
I don't know anything about Buffalo.
No.
See, they've talked about Buffalo moving to Toronto, which I think is more likely.
Yeah, that's much closer, and the fans can still.
Yeah, they should do that, I don't think. I don't bring it to Canada.
Yeah, to expand it. But I think, who do you think is more likely between St. Louis and Jack? Would St. Louis go back to L.A. because the Rams were the Los Angeles Rams, or does Jacksonville, which can't get a high school rate of attendance?
Yeah, I don't know. That's close. I've never been to been to a game up there. I don't know if they have a lot of fans in St. Louis, or it seems like they don't. I know a guy that's from St. Louis, and he roots for the Cardinals still.
Yeah. See, you mean the Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah, that's what I
mean. Yeah, because they have the St. Louis Cardinals there too, base. But I was thrown off for a second.
Sorry.
But you know, if you look at it, there's kind of a decent amount of teams in the area to cheer for. Like, I'm living in Iowa right now, so within a reasonable driving distance or media market, however you want to look, we got the Vikings, we got the Bears, the Packers, you've got the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Rams. And they're all kind of in this little area, and I don't know if this is a big enough pocket of people to have that many teams, you know? So.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we were looking at the conferences. If we break it down, would they switch Jacksonville to the AFC West?
Yeah, that's what we were discussing. Like, if Jacksonville moves to LA, they would maybe switch them to the AFC West and then move Kansas City to the AFC South, which makes more sense geographically to begin with.
Yeah, because I don't think they want to do a big disruption. I don't know if you want, like, say, Buffalo having to fly across country for all their, or a majority of their away.
Yeah,
games.
That would be a big disadvantage to have Buffalo. If Buffalo moves to L.A., all those guys living in L.A. have to go play in New England and New York, you know.
Right, where with Jacksonville, if you switch them to the West, they're playing much closer. They're playing San Diego and Oakland and Denver, not too bad, versus having to go to Indianapolis and over to Tennessee. So
that makes sense.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what –
If I had to bet, I'd say Jacksonville.
Me too.
I was looking at the values of the teams, like the franchise values that Forbes does, and they were 29th.
Out of 32.
Yeah, the only teams below them were Falcons, Vikings, and Raiders.
With lower value.
Yeah.
What do they factor in with that stadium?
I think if they own the stadium, it's in there. If they just like a lease, I don't think they include it.
That's why the Vikings are probably low.
Because teams like – one of the teams that was high up on the list was the Texans. I think it's because they own that stadium. Down there.
So that can be a little.
Obviously,
I think
the Cowboys and the Redskins are way up there too. I think just based on stadium value.
Yeah, and I think the Vikings, coming from experience, have that fan base, and I think they've established that rivalry in that NFC North. I think they're staying.
Yeah, that's another thing too. The rivalry factor there with them being with the Bears and Packers for this long time.
And Detroit, too.
Is Jacksonville, do they have a rival? Like, is Jacksonville, Indy, is that really a big deal? Do people care?
Yeah, I just don't – I don't see the NFL wanting to split up, you know, what they have a good thing right now.
Yeah, the NFC North, that's a good division, historically and stuff.
And as far as stadiums go, I wouldn't be too shocked to see the Vikings get one within a couple of years. There's some big corporations, 3M, yeah. Best Buy up in Minneapolis, who might want to slap their name on a stadium. So
it's interesting that they're building the stadium without really a team at this point. And like, you know, it could just sit empty, or, I mean, I guess they could do other stuff there, but I mean, the college teams around there have their own huge stadiums.
Yeah.
UCLA and USC, I mean, they have those, both have huge stadiums, so I'm not sure I fully understand this, like, building a stadium.
Yeah, Bill Simmons has talked about it some as it's needed as a venue so you can have concerts there and do other things there too. So maybe from that perspective, it makes a little bit more sense. But from just playing football games.
Yeah, the
there.
Thing that's weird though too is it's 15 miles east of LA, which I don't like that. If I'm from, like, wouldn't you want it to be like, I've never really been to LA. I don't know if they have if in downtown, like it'd be cool if it was, I mean, obviously it's hard to find land or whatever, but it'd be cool if it was like across from the Staples Center.
Yeah.
Or just down in some entertainment district. It seems, I don't know if it's out in the middle of nowhere or somewhere. I'm not sure. They don't really say in the
story. They better not give them a stupid name like the Los Angeles Rams of Compton or, you know, something like how they do for baseball.
I'm looking at what's 15 miles east of LA.
I don't know.
Fullerton or something. I don't know.
So the Los Angeles, whatever, Jaguars of Fullerton, just that doesn't have a good.
Pomona.
Pomona. That's even better. So, well, good luck
that
with
is,
that.
Okay, there. Yeah, about 15 miles of L.A. is Pomona. They could be the Los Angeles Rams of Pomona.
Pomona, because you know Los Angeles is going to want their name on it.
Yeah.
So.
La Puente.
We had some choices, I guess.
I like this one. Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, that's a good one. So we'll go Jaguars, the Los Angeles Jaguars of Rancho Cucamonga.
That has a ring. That has a good, I like that.
Yeah, wow. All right.
All right, well, let's get into the games for this week. Picks last week, you destroyed me. I was 7-7 last week, which is not good. Pat was 11-3. All four games that he went different, we differed, he got all those right. And also on our thing where we picked the fantasy players, I got 2 out of 2, which was surprising.
2 out of 4.
2 out of 4, I mean.
Yeah.
And Pat got 1 this week, which is better than the last 5 weeks put together.
Yes, which is great for us, yes. So.
All right, the bye weeks for this week. We got 6 teams on bye week this week. Baltimore, Denver, Detroit, Jacksonville, Seattle, and Tennessee. Not a lot of super good teams there.
No, well, Baltimore, you'll get another week to recover from that bad loss to the Vikings.
Do we need to talk about that?
Well, I would like to, but we don't have to.
No, so. Let's talk about it. So, if you've never listened before, I'm from Maryland. I'm a Ravens fan, and a patch of Minnesota. He's a Vikings fan. We had a pretty good showdown this week in Minnesota. So, like, what are your thoughts on that?
Worries me some that they can dominate that. I mean, they really dominated that game for almost over 3 quarters, just, and then to let it slip. I know teams have a tendency to take their foot off the gas, but if you're got, you know, kind of some Super Bowl aspirations, maybe that'll be a wake-up call for them, but they let that game slip away to a Baltimore offense. That's good, but if that were New England or, say, Indianapolis with a great offense, that's scary to think about if they can let that slide. So
yeah.
A win's a win, but...
Yeah, I don't want to take anything away from you guys, but our secondary is not good.
Right.
Frank Walker, specifically, got victimized by Brett Favre twice for, like, huge passing plays that kept you guys ahead in that game. It was awful.
Yeah, that secondary, yeah.
I think I mentioned to you earlier, like, the two main problems with the Ravens this year are weaknesses were wide receivers and cornerbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And the wide receivers, I mean, they're finding a way to get it done. Like, obviously not to a huge, you know, but the four of them together, or four or five of them, they just get it done. Like, you know, they make the catches. They don't drop a lot of passes with obvious exceptions. Mark Clayton a couple weeks ago.
Right.
But, Flacco's not having problems finding open guys. I mean, he's doing well. But the cornerbacks, it's just not working out. There's nothing they can do really. I don't know, but it's not good.
Yeah, it's hard to do that. You can throw more corners and, you know, more double coverages, but then your weakness in the middle for the run game. So it's a tough spot.
Yeah.
If you have
one weakness on defense, it's not, like, you can't just get rid of it. Like, if they're weak in the secondary, they're going to be able to run the ball too, because you're going to have to try to compensate for the poor play in the secondary. But you got to be, on defense, you got to be strong all across the board, or it's not going to work.
Right, and that's the problem the Vikings have had in the past. They had such a strong linebacking, and especially the defensive line, but then their secondary was awful. And this year, you know, we're out Winfield now because he got hurt last game, and we lost Darren Sharper, so that is a weak spot for us. But fortunately, the offense so far has been good enough. But I know what you're saying. You have one weak spot on defense, and you try to compensate and then get hurt elsewhere. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, back to the games. First game for this week is Chicago at Cincinnati. Who do you got on this one?
I will take the Bears. The Bengals aren't blowing teams out by any means, and if they are struggling to get the run going, I think the Bears got a pretty decent run defense. I think they'll have a tough time going away with a win, so I will take Chicago.
I'm actually going to go – I don't know why I would go different from you, because obviously you're better than me. I'm going to go with Cincinnati. They lost – I think 2 in a row now. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe they'll have some motivation. I don't really necessarily believe in Chicago. I think they had another guy out for the year on defense. I think, who was it just today? Someone,
I hadn't heard that.
So Urlacher's out for the year, and then who else? Hold on, let me look that up.
Yeah, and anyway. It's funny, I believe more in Cincinnati than I do in Chicago, but gut feeling for some reason this week is that Chicago is walking away with a W, but.
Oh yeah, piece of Tino Isamoah, he's done for the year too, so that's like a huge thing for their linebackers are kind of depleted.
Yeah.
So I think maybe Cedric Benson has a good game, but
soon.
All right, New England at Tampa Bay.
And this game is going to be played over in London. It's the annual European game. I'm going Patriots. I think they get back-to-back weeks against teams that have yet to win a game. That's not good for Tampa. And I was going to ask, is it odd that New England is playing in essentially Old England? Like, is there some resentment from the,
I don't know,
the whole, you know, American Revolution and whatnot?
Boston Tea Party or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to go with New England, too, though. This could be another ugly one. Beware if you're playing against Tom Brady in fantasy. Get another six touchdown pass game.
For yeah, Belichick's gonna show off his offense in an international spotlight. So.
Yeah. All right. Next one, Indianapolis at St. Louis.
This is a no-brainer. Could be wrong, but I will take Indianapolis. Peyton has now had 2 weeks to prepare for a team that he probably needed about 2 hours to prepare for. So.
Yeah, I don't really know. Do they even need to prepare at all for this game?
Or do they just kind of show up?
Look ahead. I mean, I know they don't. You know, you don't say you look ahead, but I think they can maybe look ahead a little bit.
I think they'd be okay doing that this week. So.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with Indy 2. St. Louis is just not good. It's pretty close to Indy, so I'm thinking maybe there might be a pretty big establishment of Indy fans at the St. Louis game. I don't think they are. St. Louis fans are super, you know, ready. I think they might sell their tickets.
Yeah, I think I would, too. Dump that.
If the price is right.
eBay, so.
All right, next game, your Minnesota Vikings at Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go Minnesota again until they give me a reason to think otherwise. Their offense just, I think, keeps improving. I know it's the seventh week into the year, but I think they just keep clicking. Favre's meshing even more. They did steal that win, I will admit that, against that game they dominated, but they stole it at the end.
Oh, yeah. Stupid. The field. I didn't even get to talk about the field.
Yeah, I'll give you the heart attack. But Pittsburgh.
I knew he was going to miss it, too. I was with my friends. I was like, guys, I don't feel good about this.
Yeah,
I was like, I have a bad feeling.
I was hoping. I thought we were going to get the loss.
Oh, I'd left.
But I think Pittsburgh just isn't putting up huge numbers on offense, and I think if it comes to a shootout, I think Minnesota's got the upper hand.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Minnesota, too. Pittsburgh. Offensive line hasn't been good historically, even the last year when they won the Super Bowl. And Minnesota's defensive front, obviously, very good. Mm-hmm. Roethlisberger, 16 sacks already this year.
Oh, Jared Allen has 16 himself. I think.
And he tries. It's kind of his fault too, because he tries to get away, and I don't think he'll be able to get away from Jared Allen and company. I see. You know, I think it could easily be 4 or 5 sacks in that game. Mm-hmm. And so I think Minnesota gets the win. Next one, San Diego at Kansas City.
I will pick the Chargers. I think it's nice for them to get to face Kansas City this week and then Oakland, because right now they're sitting 4 wins behind Denver in the West there, AFC West.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to go with San Diego too. Kansas City is 4th in the league in yards per game allowed offensively. San Diego didn't really look good offensively last week, but it's obviously they're a talented team offensively, so I think they can put away the Chiefs pretty easily. Mm-hmm. Next game, San Francisco at Houston.
This had trouble coming up with who on this one. Interesting. I'm going to end up taking Houston. They just beat a good Bengals team on the road. San Fran's coming off rested, and Crabtree is here. So it'll be his first game starting, and I'm looking forward to seeing a Houston defender give him a little welcome to the NFL cheap shot. So I'm taking Houston.
All right, I'm going to take Houston, too. I was hoping you'd go the other way on this one so I could pick another game back up. But San Francisco, they've won 3 games, but they were against the division teams from the awful NFC West.
Right.
They're 3-2, but that's not really anything spectacular. Houston beat Cincy. He was pretty good, like you mentioned. So mm-hmm. I think Houston... Houston, they can lay an egg every once in a while, but I think maybe they'll get the one.
How big a game do you think Crabtree, or how small a game, I guess, do you think Crabtree's going to have in his first NFL game?
I don't know how to predict that. Like, seems like this game could be I don't want to call it a shootout, Sean Hill, but
right.
Maybe he could have, I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't even know I would predict that.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know the team is feeling, if they're going to want to get him the ball or if they're going to be a little resentment. It is tough. That's why.
It's interesting to say, because like, if he could make one big play, all would be forgiven.
Yeah.
Like, if he scores a big touchdown or they win somehow from something he did, all the contract stuff, no one cares about that anymore.
Right. But if he comes out and drops some balls or lacks some effort or not throwing some blocks downfield, then you're going to talk some and keep going. So.
Or if he fumbles, that would be the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a breakaway fumble, he gets caught from behind and
I kind of want to see it, actually. So.
All right, next game, Green Bay at Cleveland.
I will take the Green Bay Packers here. On an interesting kind of side note with this game, relating to Brady Quinn and playing time, he stands to lose $11 million, and it sounds like it's coming down to whether or not he starts this game and gets the majority of snaps. Part of his contract says he needs 70% of the snaps to get that bonus.
Yeah.
So I guess moral of the story is if you want to save money on your roster, you switch to not Geico, but Cleveland.
Yeah,
so,
that's kind of...
I'm taking Green Bay, so...
Yeah, and, you know, people probably think, you know, oh, they're just sitting them to so they don't have to pay him, but the thing is, if he was separating himself from Derek Anderson at all, they would play him. But if they're equal, why would you not...
Oh, yeah, why would you not save money?
$11 million? Are you kidding me?
Right, and, you know, and I don't know Cleveland's attendance rates, but I don't know what team would want to not save $11 million even if you're making money. You know.
Yeah.
So who are you taking?
I'm going to go with Green Bay, too. Cleveland only has one win, and it was against Buffalo. Mm. It was a 6-3 game.
No.
So I'm going to take Green Bay. 6-3. All right. Next up, Buffalo at Carolina.
I'm going to what do you think? Well, I'm going to go Carolina. I'll get that out of the way. Not reading too much into Buffalo's win over the Jets. And D'Angelo Williams had 152 yards. Stewart had 110. I know that was against Tampa Bay, but maybe it is the return of Smash and Dash.
Oh, my gosh. I finally benched Stewart after all these weeks of nothing. I finally benched him last week, and he had a good week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Buffalo. I don't believe in either of these teams particularly. They had 6 interceptions last week, I think, versus the Jets and Sanchez. And the only other quarterback to have double-digit interceptions this year is Carolina's Jake Delhomme.
Oh, and you're telling me you don't believe in Delhomme right now?
No, not really. I mean, he screwed me in fantasy one week when he threw a pick 6 against Dallas.
Yeah.
So I don't like him.
Yeah.
All right, next one, another stellar game. Jets at Oakland.
I'm going to take the Jets. I don't know how they did it, but I know the Raiders did beat the Eagles. But if you had to bet on who's going to lead a team to a win, more likely, I guess, Jamarcus Russell or Mark Sanchez, I think going with Sanchez.
I'm going to go with the Jets, too. Sanchez, I think maybe he'll be motivated after last week's disaster.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Oakland, they got one win, but who cares? It's
Oakland. Yeah.
All right, next game, Atlanta at Dallas.
I will pick the Falcons for this one. I read they're going to write a little about them running no huddle, which is a test for, I think, any defense. And Dallas's offense has just been kind of inconsistent for me. You know, just I can't put a lot of faith in that. And they're banged up, too. Marion Barber, Felix Jones, Roy Williams are all questionable or probable or one of those terms, but not healthy. So.
I'm going to go with Atlanta, too. Dallas' schedule, their 3 wins are against Kansas City, Tampa Bay, and Carolina. It seems like there's a lot of that this year. When I was looking at the schedules this week, a lot of teams that are 3-3 have had easy schedules.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't feel too bad about the Ravens, because our 3 losses are against 3 quality teams. So.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, so, I mean, those Kansas City, Tampa Bay, and Carolina, they probably have 3 wins maybe between them. So I don't think Dallas is really that good. I'll go with Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Next game, interesting one, New Orleans at Miami.
I've been loving watching Miami lately. I just find that Wildcat just interesting to watch. But I will take the Saints. Peyton had 300-plus yards. Peyton Manning did in week 2 against Miami, and I don't see why Drew Brees and that passing attack should...
Yeah, that's the thing. If New Orleans gets ahead, Miami, I don't... You know, I said that last week that they couldn't score quickly, but they did. I don't think that could happen. Like, this, if it gets in the 40s or 30s, probably even, New Orleans will win. New Orleans averages 38.4 points per game, which is like 10 more than anybody else.
Yeah, and New Orleans' defense really isn't that bad either, I think.
No, they've been good, yeah. Pretty good. I mean, they shut down the Giants last week. That game, we didn't really talk about that at all, but
no,
that was pretty surprising, I think.
That was, a dominating performance. So I think, you know, a team that's going to score a lot and score quick, I mean, that means the other team's going to have the offense on the field more. But I'm looking here, and the first 2 weeks, Saints gave up 27 to the Lions and 22 to the Eagles. But then they gave up 7, 10, and they gave up 27, I guess, to the Giants. But like I said, when you're scoring a ton of points, the other team's offense is on the field more, too. So
yeah. So do you think New Orleans is the clear number one team in the league right now? Or
I think they are right now. I can't give it to the Vikings Well, you know what? Definitely not the Vikings. It's, to me, it's now between Colts and Saints, but that was a big win against a Giants team who was ranked really high, I thought.
That's a quality win. Have the Colts beat anybody of substance, really?
Let me take a peek at their schedule here. Hold on a second, pulling it up. Because, it's hard to compare if they haven't played a bigger schedule. Let's see, they've taken on Jacksonville, Miami, Arizona, Seattle, and Tennessee. So, no. I mean.
Yeah, so they need a quality win to really.
So I think, I know last week I think I had Giants and Colts above Saints, but I think I'm going to leapfrog both of them and put Saints on top.
Yeah. So. All right. Sunday night game, Arizona at New York Giants.
Good Sunday night matchup as usual. I think the Giants, even though they lost last week, I think they're just a better all-around team than Arizona, so I will pick them to get the win.
Yeah, me too. I think they'll bounce back, I think. They're definitely a quality team. Mm-hmm. Top five, I think we talked about last week.
Yeah,
even though they got that loss, that was a tough loss. I mean, they got beat down, but it was against a good team. So
right.
They're definitely better than Arizona, who they're kind of... I think they're faded this year from last year.
Yep.
All right, and then Monday night, Philadelphia at Washington.
I predict a bounce back week for Philly, and I'll have them chalking up the win. Bad loss for them. I mean, really bad to Oakland. But I know Washington is probably a better team than Oakland, but I don't think Philly can play that bad 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna go with Philly. Washington, they got this coaching controversy. All that, players talking, people talking about Jim Zorn getting fired, or, he turned over the play calling to some guy that, was calling bingo games. Seems to be a popular story.
Yeah.
I could see this one being bad. Like, if I had to guess the score for this one, I'd say 38-10.
Just a lopsided.
Still whooping, I don't know, the Washington Redskins are not. They're not going to get moved, obviously, but they could be in that category if it wasn't for their financial situation, just the way their whole franchise is kind of in disarray.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, and that does it for the games for this week. All right, well, it's time to get into fantasy football for this week. What we do, in case this is your first time listening, is we try to choose who we think will be the number one fantasy player at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end for each week. Last week I got two right. Like I mentioned earlier, Pat got one right, which is pretty astounding considering it's more than we've had all year. It's pretty hard to just pick one player. All those guys do top 10 and stuff. But
right, and a lot of times we've been pretty good. We've had some guys pick that have good weeks, but this doesn't pan out to be the top.
Just picking one is hard. So, and we invite you all to email us your picks for this, and if you get a couple right, we'll give you a shout-out. It's pretty
kind of
a fun thing.
So
who are you going to go with? Oh, I guess we should go through last week.
Yeah.
Last week, the number one quarterback, clearly Tom Brady. You had picked him, which is a good pick. I picked Rodgers. I don't even know what he did, but it wasn't anything near the six touchdowns and whatever, 370 yards.
Right.
Number one running back was Maurice Jones-Drew, who I actually picked.
You had that, yep.
And then at wide receiver, Randy Moss, he did good too. Obviously,
and I had to go with damn TJ Houshmandzadeh just because I like saying his name.
Hoosh. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. And then tight end, Owen Daniels and Zach Miller were tied for 19.
And I picked Shanko, and I'm disappointed. Did, he had two touchdowns.
He did good, but not quite enough yards to lead you to victory there.
I have that.
All right, so. Who are you going to go with that quarterback for this week?
Going back-to-back weeks with Mr. Tom Brady. I don't see why they won't try to run up the score over there in London. It's Tampa. So.
All right. I almost went with Brady, too, but I don't like them. So I'm going to go with Phillip Rivers. They're playing Kansas City. I watched week one game against Kansas City. Flacco lit up Kansas City, so I don't see any reason why Rivers and company.
Potential big week for quarterbacks because Manning is going against the formidable Rams. So we could both be wrong on that one.
Yeah.
But.
All right, we'll see, though. All right, you got a running back.
I'm going to take Adrian Peterson this week. I haven't picked him in a few weeks, and I guess I just think he's
due.
So, yep.
All right, I'm going to go with Thomas Jones.
Thomas Jones.
He had a huge week last week. I have him in one of my fantasy leagues. He had over 200 yards, which is like a Jets record. And I think two touchdowns. They're playing against Oakland this week, so I think if they'll get ahead, they'll run it. And it could be a big game for him. And probably, maybe Leon Washington, too. I think they could both. But I think, you know, at the beginning of the year, there was maybe some discussion whether Washington would eat in Thomas Jones' carries. But I think Thomas Jones has proved he still got it. So.
Yeah, well, and that was the talk right away, too, with the rookie running back Sean Green.
Yeah,
was that if anything, they'd get – there was a lot of talk of Thomas Jones getting traded away and then letting Sean Green in Washington, and Sean Green hasn't seen the field, so.
Yeah, I've watched a couple of Jets games. I haven't seen much of Sean Green. You see a little bit of Leon Washington, but Thomas Jones, he looked real good last week, so.
Yep.
All right, wide receiver.
I'm going to stick with the Patriots, but I'm not going Moss. I'm going to go Wes Welker.
Oh.
I think Tampa's going to be afraid of Randy Moss and is going to overcompensate or overcover him. And Welker's sneaky. I think he had 10 catches last week. He had 2 touchdowns himself. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to go with Randy Moss. So.
Ooh.
See what happens there. It could be maybe both of them have big weeks. Tampa Bay not good. So.
Right.
And they both had good weeks last week. Tight end.
I will pick Dallas Clark. As I mentioned, they're playing St. Louis, and St. Louis is not good.
Yeah, I think tight end is hard to pick. It seems like tight ends are almost as much of a crapshoot as, like, kickers.
It is. I think they're just that big target, and they're, you know, sometimes a red zone hit, but it's just, yeah, like you said, a crapshoot. You can't just judge them.
There's just, like, a lot of tight ends that are decent, like, in that same level. I think even Antonio Gates this year there's really any tight ends that have, like, separated themselves from that group of 15 or so that are just good. And any week it could be anyone.
Right. And maybe 3 years ago you could pick Gates every week and you'd be right just because he was putting up receiver numbers. But, yeah, like I said, now it's a lot of good tight ends. So.
Yeah, like last weekend I had some bye week stuff in one of my fantasy leagues. I picked up Tony Scheffler. He had a huge game.
Yeah, and you wouldn't pick him to be one of the top ones.
Yeah.
Another guy, Greg Olson from Chicago. I mean, good tight end, but he's not a Dallas Clark league, but he's putting up numbers, so.
All right. Actually, we haven't done my pick yet. I was going to go with Tony Gonzalez from Atlanta against Dallas. Dallas is among the worst teams in pass defense, so he's obviously a big guy.
Yep.
All right. That about wraps it up for this week. Anything else you want to mention?
Look for us, or if you want to get in on some fantasy basketball, which is actually pretty fun. I know NBA isn't the best to watch during the regular season, but fantasy is a good time. We got an ESPN league going, and just tweet at us at the Sports Geeks, and we'll get you an invite. We got some spots open.
Yeah, we're looking for some people. It seems like there's not as much demand for fantasy basketball as there was for football.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people haven't done fantasy basketball. I've actually never done it before, so it'll be my first time. So not anything super serious. We're just looking for some people to have a good time with our fantasy basketball. Like I said, hit us up on Twitter at the Sports Geeks, or email us thesportsgeeks@gmail.com, and visit thesportsgeeks.com. I should have an article done pretty soon here. It's been a while, been busy and stuff, but
yep. Get it done. Yeah, I got a couple coming. So
Pat's got some stuff in the works. Good stuff, baseball, and all right. Well, thanks for joining us this week, and appreciate all you listening. Hit us up with some feedback, and we'll see you guys next week.